All right, y'all. It's time for another Raptors Abroad podcast. Coming to you from Bali. Still representing out here. I had a long day. All right. It was a good day, but it was a long day. I'm dehydrated. I'm tired. But I'm still coming at you with my podcast. Still hitting you up with some Raptors Abroad recaps. And to be honest, time is short, so I'm going to get right into it. I'm going to stop yapping about myself. We had the Raptors taking on the Philadelphia 76ers, April 9th, 2014, in the T-Dot. And it was an interesting ball game. It was a weird one. Really weird one. All right, we had our boy Jonas. I'll call this one a little bit of redemption. He didn't fully redeem himself, but a little bit of redemption. Hardcore Raptor fans, you're going to know that our boy Jonas, who we all love, got freaking arrested for drunken driving. Like 3 days ago. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do I need to talk about it even? I think enough is said when I say a guy got arrested for drunken driving. A millionaire got arrested for drunken driving. It's idiotic. There's no excuse. There's nothing you can tell me that would make sense. Okay? You can get a ride. You can get someone else to drive. You can take a taxi. You can do a million. You can leave your car there and buy another one. Just makes no sense. I understand he's Eastern European as part of the culture, but yo, listen, you're in North America, Jonas. So that's just ridiculous. So, with that being said, let's get into this ball game. Because we're going to be talking more about Jonas. First of all, James Anderson, who I've barely seen play. In fact, half the guys on the Sixers roster are like undrafted free agents. They're definitely tanking this season quite successfully. They have 60 or 61 losses. Imagine how that would feel. That would be a tough season to go through as a Sixer fan. So anyways, James Anderson, he drains 3 threes in the first 3 minutes. And then he doesn't attempt another one the rest of the quarter. I mean, how does that make any sense? So bizarre. But to the Raptors, we had Jonas. And he was clearly feeling it because he was bringing it tonight. He was in beast mode. And he had 6 points and 4 rebounds in the first 6 minutes. Very aggressive play, too. Offensive rebound, a dunk, putbacks. He was looking sharp. And then we had our boy Tyler Hansbrough had a beautiful last 3 minutes of the quarter. He had this great sequence. He tipped a rebound to Patrick Patterson, and for Patterson with the easy layup on an offensive rebound. Then on the defensive end, rips a rebound out of Tony Roten's hands, outlets the ball, then hustles up the other way to finish a missed layup, I can't remember by who, with a putback dunk. Just looking sharp. And then 22.9 seconds to go. After the same up, our man Tyler Hansbrough hustles to keep an offensive rebound alive and save the possession for the Raptors. He then kicks the ball to Lowry, sets a beautiful screen. Lowry gets a little bit free, nails a three, and gets fouled, completes the 4-point play. Raptors put up 34 points in the first quarter. 34 points. However, they were only up 6. 34-28. So the lowly Sixers dropped 28 on us. So going into the second quarter, Jonas looking huge again. He's pretty quiet for the first few. He wasn't playing. He sat down for the first few minutes, but the last 3 minutes, just hooks. He had a monster two-handed dunk. Right on some no-name Sixer's head. I don't even know who it was. Sims or someone. He just smashed it on his head. You know, like the one of those ones where the guy goes to block him and his hand goes through the dunker's arms. Almost like a field goal. That was a monster one. And that was really it for the highlights in the quarter. Which sounds like there should be more because the Raptors dropped another 34 points on them. 2 quarters in a row, 34 points. However, the bad news is that the Sixers dropped 32 on them in that quarter, and they're only down 8, 68-60. And you know what I was thinking is, yeah, against the Sixers, I guess we're going to have an 8-point lead, but you know what, in the playoffs, this defense is not going to cut it. You can't be letting that happen. Really can't. So we get into the second half now. Third quarter starts, and Jonas continuing in beast mode. Just looking huge out there. Obviously, you know, he must be feeling it. That, you know, because he's getting slayed in the media, as he should be, and I think he needs to give them something good to talk about. So he's representing, he's playing big out there. And the Raptors just building 10-point lead after 10-point lead and then coughing it up. So 10-point lead, then it drops down to 2. 10-point lead, drops down to 4. 10-point lead, give it all back. It's pretty amazing. 2:58, we had a great highlight. Wow, Terrence Ross gets the ball, 3-point line, left wing. Does a little spin move to lose the defender using his pivot foot really well and then pulls up and drains a 3. I mean, anyone, just try that. Try that from any distance, especially from an NBA 3. Amazing. 2 minutes later, two and a half minutes later, 26 seconds left in the half, T. Ross with another 3, this time from the right wing. And then right at the buzzer, Jonas with a great dunk slash layup. He went to dunk it. Didn't quite go in clean, but still kind of bounced around and went in right at the buzzer. And he had a new career high, 25 points. The previous was 23. That gave him a new career high, 25 points and 10 rebounds. Raptors up 98-89. That's the end of the third quarter. 98-89 after three quarters, and Jonas with 25 and 10. So definitely the Lithuanian boy is bringing it this one. Fourth quarter, same story as the third, just up and down. Raptors building a lead, losing it, building a lead, losing it. Really just not playoff basketball. But luckily, the last 5-6 minutes, well, really, actually, there was a 1 minute stretch from the 3 minute mark to the 2 minute mark where Kyle Lowry just took over. He had 3 driving layups, gave him 27 points on the night, and then the 140 mark, and that pretty much put the game away. And then the 140 mark, a real low light for the Raptors. I don't know what he was thinking, but with the Raptors up 10, DeMar DeRozan decides to fast break it. I mean, Raptors had numbers, but it was like less than, it was no 140, Raptors up 10. I think it was a good time to slow it down. But he decides to break, tries to take it all the way to the hole. I'm not sure who was defending him, but he takes an elbow over the left eye, totally splits him open. He's bleeding all over the place. It took about 5 minutes to wrap him up before he could take the free throws. And that was really the only low light. The Raptors win 125-114, so lucky to pull away there at the end. Not really a great game for them. High scoring, obviously, but you're going to give up 114 points to the 76ers. Like, there's some guy named Henry Sims, 10 of 15, 22 points. I mean, it's probably got to be the best game of his career. Never even heard of the guy. On to the Raptors box score. I mean, look at this. We had Kyle Lowry. He finished with 29 points, 9 of 19 shooting. Jonas only got one more point after setting his career high. But he was 10 of 14 from the field, 26 points, 12 rebounds. We will take that. And then Patrick Patterson, his numbers aren't ridiculous. I mean, they're good. 7 of 11 from the field, 17 points, but plus 23 out there. Really nice to have him back. And that's pretty much it. Big W for the Raptors. Unfortunately, the Bulls lost, won as well. Brooklyn lost, but the Bulls won. And so they remain tied with us at 46 and 32. So the Raptors have to continue winning. I think the Raptors have a 4-game win streak, and the Bulls are on a 6-game win streak. So, kind of tough, kind of tight. They're hanging with us. But hey, when I looked at the Raptors' schedule, I was not predicting a 4-game win streak at this little stretch. They took on some decent squads, did a nice job, and we got our next game against a somewhat hungry New York team. So this is going to be a big one. Luckily, this is at home at the ACC. So we should be able to take care of business. And then after that, we're playing Detroit, who I highly expect the Raptors to pick up the W there. All right, yo, that's it from Bally. I got a little breakdown to do. So thanks for checking this one out. And Jonas, smarten up, homie. Good game, but I don't want to hear about you even taking a sip of alcohol. Why do you need alcohol, bro? You're a professional athlete. All right, that stuff's no good for you. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but hey, for those of you who aren't pro athletes, go ahead, do what you like. This guy's getting paid millions to be in tip-top shape. All right, y'all, that's it. Sorry, Jonas. Still love you. Peace.